Thank you, choir, for your well-done work, and thank you, Cheryl Sims, for your leadership. A performance presentation like this doesn't just happen. It takes hours of practice, hours of work, much time invested, all in the hopes that God will receive the glory. And that's our desire. We want all in attendance, both today and even last night, to leave this place giving glory to the newborn King. That's our desire, that you will be filled with the wonder of His love. You know, all mankind have an attraction to glorious things, and what we've just experienced is pretty amazing. It's admirable to see such a well-performed presentation and all the music components involved, which are way beyond my ability. And I just think that's an amazing thing to see. It's a glorious thing to sit at a restaurant when the waitress sits before you a nice sizzling skillet of fajita meat. And as it sizzles, that steam comes off that skillet, and you can smell it, and your mouth just begins to water. And you shout, "Glory!" That's a glorious thing, isn't it? And not to mention, there's a lot of glorious things in our world, such as an expansive mountainous scene, or maybe a colorful sunrise or sunset. You know, our world is filled with glories to admire. But those are only reflections. Reflections of a greater glory, an eternal glory. The temporal glories of this life should direct our focus and our longings to our glorious and eternal Creator. I like how author Paul David Tripp put it when he said, "Our glory orientation should drive us to the Lord so that His glory would finally satisfy the glory hunger in our hearts." You see, the Bible reminds us to rejoice in the Lord. In the Holy One of Israel, you shall glory. And that was true of the shepherds who on the eve of Jesus' birth, they saw and they heard the glory of God. It was on that night of Jesus' birth that the shepherds were in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. You know, the shepherds were impacted by much more than just a glorious, bright light. They were also in awe by the appearance of an angel who came with a message. It went like this: "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And unto you is born in the city, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." You know, many Jewish prophets had foretold the coming of a glorious Savior who would rescue the people from their sins. It was one of those prophets named Isaiah who said, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." You see, these shepherds heard, and they saw the angel, and then a great multitude of angels proclaimed the glory of God. They said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. This is possibly the greatest display of God's glory, the birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnation, when God became flesh, as written by the Apostle John. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, this is the most glorious moment in history. When God becomes man and joins humanity in walking in the dusty soil of planet Earth. You see, the shepherds saw and they heard of the glory of God. So my question for you this day is, how about you? Have you seen? Have you heard the glory of God? Just to be personal for a minute, have you, for you, is the Christmas account just a story, or is it filled with glory? For you, is the birth of Jesus Christ a glorious, life-giving truth? Or is it just a holiday celebration? Has the birth of Jesus Christ given you peace with God? You know, because of sin, we're not at peace with God. But through faith in this God-man, the babe in a manger, Jesus, as the scriptures say, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Our sin, because of that, we are separated from God, making it impossible for us to glorify him. But through Jesus Christ's birth, his sacrificial death, his burial, his resurrection, our relationship with God can be restored. And by acknowledging our sin and placing our faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven and no longer at odds with God. You see, those who have seen and heard of the glory of God and placed their faith in Jesus Christ, they will be like the shepherds who, well, they returned glorifying God because they went and they saw God's glory, and it says in the scriptures that the scriptures heard and what they saw and what they heard and they went haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told of them concerning the child. And the shepherds then returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So hearing and seeing of the birth of Jesus caused them to give him glory and praise. Has the glory of God revealed in the birth of Jesus impacted the way you are living? Has the birth of Christ caused you to live for his glory? Or is Christmas and every other day of the year kind of all about you? your glory? Or are you striving to glorify Him in everything you do, even as the Scriptures remind us that we should eat and we should drink, and whatever we do, we should do it for the glory of God? Today, you've heard in this presentation and through the music and through the Scriptures that together, let's glorify in the wonders of His love. I'm going to ask Pastor Adam in just a minute to come and pray, but the music team is going to come right now and they're going to lead us in a closing song. But today, if we can help you in any way on how you can see for yourself the glory of God through Jesus Christ, how you can make that personal for you, placing your faith in the Lord Jesus, we'd love to talk with you and tell you how you can know and live for Him and for His glory. So I say it once again, glory to the newborn King. Thank you. And music team, let's sing.